Today on WealthArtisan.com, we talk with Saji Matthew. Saji owns a mobile gas station in St. Petersburg, Florida, but BB&T Bank has other plans. Saji was surprised to find out that BB&T wants to foreclose on his business for being one day late on his payments. This begs the question, if banks want to stop strategic defaults, shouldn't they also stop strategic foreclosures? Now to our interview.
Saji, you're a local businessman within St. Petersburg, and recently a lot of people may have seen a story about how a bank, BB&T, is trying to foreclose on your mobile gas station just because you were one day late with your mortgage payment. So Saji was kind enough to agree to an interview with me. Saji, can you briefly describe how this whole debacle happened?
Yes, and back in October 2010, I was one day behind on my payment. So actually, it was on October 12th. It was automatically taking a payment every month, and I put the money into the bank on October 13th. And unfortunately, they withdraw the money on the 12th, but they were withdrawing the money on sometimes on the 14th of the month also. So I was hoping that it will, you know, go through, but it didn't go through, unfortunately. And I received a letter from the bank after 10 days stating that 10 days passed due. So I myself went into the bank and spoke to the lady there and told her that the mortgage didn't go through, so please withdraw the money again. So she called up the customer service, and customer service told her that yes, it will. They're going to withdraw the money again, but they never did. So that's already happened, you know.
Oh wow, it sounds like a simple mistake that people make every single day, but out of for some reason they just turn around and they try and take your business away from you.
The main reason why I was the one day behind, because during that time I was changing my tank. I was replacing it to a new tank and new pumps. So I was putting like $270,000, which I asked BB&T to loan me some money, but they never did. So I had to borrow from people, you know. So I was putting money into it, and that's the bad time anyway. So that's what happened.
So you're simply, you just had a large expense come out of your account, and you got this rectified the next day, but they still are trying to put you through this whole process.
Yes.
Oh wow. And how difficult has it been working with BB&T? It sounds like you've been, for the past couple of months trying to work with them. Do you always get the runaround? Has there been anyone at BB&T that actually tried to help you?
No, they never tried to help me. I talked to the manager of the commercial loan department. I spoke to him so many times, several times, and he's not willing to help me at all. I called him so many, like a couple times, and asked him to, please take this payment, so let me get on, to a normal mortgage payment, but they never did.
Wow. And it's very interesting that, it sounds like no one there wants to help you, especially during a time like this. You'd think all banks would want people paying them back for their debt, which banks can be very crafty. And it makes me wonder, what does BB&T have to gain by foreclosing on you? They wouldn't be, there's millions of homes right now that are being foreclosed on at such a slow process. Why is BB&T trying to foreclose on you so quickly?
I don't know either. That's what I'm really wondering. I'm trying to do my best, and I don't know what kind of gain are they getting, or what kind of inside gain do they have, or who somebody's behind this. I know like a couple of years ago, the past couple of years, people's been calling me, you want to sell this property or not. I don't know what's behind that, or, I have no idea.
So there might be some interest in the property that you're on.
Probably.
Wow, and it's amazing right now with the economy and the situation that it is. You're a job maker right now. You're one of the people that we hear the politicians fighting about, saying that these are the people we need, and we've got this bank trying to foreclose on you. naturally by all of this, especially in the current economic climate, lots of people are upset by what you're going through. Is there any way that if my readers wanted to, they could help you? Do you have any places that they might be able to meet you, call you, or any services that they could render to you if they felt the need to?
Yeah, sure. Well, the thing is, asking if someone can help me with this, someone can help me with a bank, at least refinance with some other bank, you know, so that way I can get on current and get my life goes, you know, straight, you know, so that way I know, you know, I don't have any more problems.
Just one last question. I really appreciate all your time with all of this. What is one thing you'd like all of my readers to learn from your experience?
Please be careful, you know, make sure, you know, whatever you can do to make it, you know, make the bank go after you, you know, make sure, I don't know, just be careful. That's all I can say. Just be careful with this bank nowadays.
And I can definitely respect that. That's one thing that we always talk about on our website is we want people to make intelligent decisions, and you can never be too safe. So, Saji Matthew with the mobile station at 5390 Dunham Road, and that's in St. Petersburg, Florida. You know, I'm sorry that you're going through what you are, but I thank you so much for sharing your story. And, you know, and at the very worst, I think a lot of people will be able to learn, but I want you to know you got a lot of people behind you. Your story is quite popular right now.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. I really appreciate it. Thank you for each supporters. I really appreciate it. And thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Have a great day and the best to you and your business. I know you'll pull through it.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, Thurston, would like to thank danosongs.com for the excellent music that was used throughout this broadcast.